Blog Talk Radio.
Good day across America and around the world. You're listening to the Pure and Holy Living Radio podcast show with your host, Coach Jesse. I will only give you bona fide health and nutrition tips and information. And I am looking forward to sharing with you today on how to stay healthy while you stay indoors. So this weekly broadcast is designed with your health and well-being in mind. I will share my nutritional knowledge with you. And to learn more about me, simply visit my website. You'll find a link on this broadcast page. And I just love to reiterate what the great Hippocrates has coined: let food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Now, let's move right into today's topic, staying healthy while staying indoors. And so we all know that we've been kind of quarantined, well, most of us, not every one of us, but since this pandemic, this current pandemic, we're spending way more time indoors than we ever have. Some of us are still working. Nothing has changed. But those of us who are indoors, it's like go out for essentials and go right back home, right? So it's been happening to millions of people across the globe, hence the reason why it's a pandemic. And so this creates issues and new health problems because, first of all, we weren't getting enough vitamin D in the first place. But because now that we're indoors, we're definitely not getting enough, and some of us are not supplementing. So surprisingly, the number of pollutants that we're exposed to inside our home can be up to times higher than outside, actually worse. So if we need a heartfelt advice on how to practice self-care during this time, I'm going to give you some tips, all right? These come from doctors and nutritionists, and we're going to discover the great indoors and tips to detox our homes, energize our bodies, and help us thrive inside. So let's get on with the first one. And you can get the rest of these if you visit my website a little bit later on. They'll be posted. There are plenty of them, more than a dozen, but I'm just going to share with you a few on this podcast. So the first is purify your air. There is the founder of Demeyer Design. She's an interior designer specializing in vegan, cruelty-free, and non-toxic and sustainable interiors. This person, Deborah Demeyer, she says most people think of pollution as an outdoor problem, but indoor pollution may be even more dangerous. So the CEO of Allen Air Purifiers, Andy Graham, states that newly constructed homes and apartments have small rooms that are difficult to air out. Toxic furniture, that off gases, can certainly contribute to an air purity problem. And cleaning air indoors isn't as simple as turning on a fan or opening up a window. You need a lot of air circulation to capture pet dander, dust, mites, pollen, and mold, just a few of the irritants that may lower our immune systems. And that means an air purifier strong enough to move enough air to clean it is probably one of the essential things to do. So the first thing is having an air purifier in each in the main room that runs pretty much 24/7. That may contribute to better sleep, diminishing allergy symptoms, if anyone in your household or you who's listening has allergies, and it may improve your overall health. The next thing you can do to improve your indoor air is breathe in aromatherapy. Now, I love this one. I have a diffuser. I have two diffusers and also other things that I use to purify my indoor air, which we'll get to shortly. But Kathy Sadowski, she's an aromatherapy and a registered aromatherapist. She suggests using organic aromatherapy oils as a natural mood booster to combat anxiety, stress, depression, or simply melancholy. you know, everything's mundane and monotonous, and that's pretty much what a lot of us are going through. We've got to clear our minds. So when we breathe an aroma, millions of olfactory receptors in our nose pick up the scent and send the information to the limbic system in our brain. This causes an emotional reaction. So the scent is then delivered to the hypothalamus of our brain, which affects hormones and regulates bodily functions. And within seconds, mere seconds, not minutes, not hours, seconds, the scent can calm our blood pressure, breathing rate, and perception of pain or our stress. So there are a few of the suggested essential oils to use, and I just love these scents and I use them. Bergamot, cinnamon, grapefruit, or lemon. And for that's to create happiness, right? That's just to induce feelings of happiness. For calming sensation, try rose, pine, lavender, or chamomile. Diffuse scents in 15-minute increments. So as a precaution, you know, mine has a sensor. My diffuser has a sensor. It's intermittent. So it doesn't constantly, let out the scents, but it's intermittent. And so if you have something like that, for it to be diffused in 15-minute increments. So as a precaution, Sadowski advises avoiding aromatherapy around small children and pets. So if you have a medical condition, consult your medical practitioner first and foremost. So just remember that. Here's another way that you can help yourself while you're indoors. Clean up your cleaning supplies. People, we're just hearing about this bleach and this bleach and this bleach and this Lysol and Lysol and Lysol. Yes, that it. While indoors, cleaning supplies may expose us to more pollutants than we want to admit. That's why it's critical, especially now, to clean green. People, we need to use non-toxic cleaning supplies. You can look them up. There are several out there. And maybe I'll even give you some tips in my newsletter. But use green cleaning. There's a simple cleaner that you can use. You can make yourself. You can search up, do it yourself. But listen, here's the bonus. I'll give you a recipe right now. Take a bottle, a spray bottle, any empty spray bottle. Fill it half with water and half with white vinegar. Then you want about 2 tablespoons of Castile soap, like the Dr. Bronner's. You can look that up as well, but it's Castile, C-A-S-T-I-L-L-E, Castile soap. You want about 2 teaspoons of that. And then you want to add your favorite essential oils, about 5 to 10 drops. And I use tangerine, or I'll use lavender, or I'll use grapefruit or lemon grass, or any other scent that I'm feeling, or peppermint, any scent that I want in my house to smell while I'm cleaning. It smells wonderful. These are essential oils. They're very potent, so you don't need too much, just 5 to 10 drops. And then you put it in the bottle, you shake it all up, and you're ready to go. Simple. We need to clean green. Start, you're in your home for a long period of time, so just remember to purify your cleaning products. You know, these are things that you're breathing up, and anything that you inhale, it's obviously going to affect your immune system and yourself. Another way you can help your indoor quality is detox your bedroom. We spend a lot of time, well, some of us do, some of us don't get enough sleep, but those of us who do spend the hours necessary in our bedrooms, you don't want to be sleeping on formaldehyde-laden, wrinkle-free sheets. Get rid of those things, folks. They're treated with toxic chemicals to just make them. I mean, honestly, I don't know why it's a thing, but who cares about wrinkles in your bed? Honestly, you get in it, you close your eyes, that's it, you know. Why worry about that? They cause respiratory issues, so replace them with organic cotton or bamboo bedding. You know, just forget about the polyester or microfiber sheets. You'll see that microfiber or a blend. Get rid of those. Swap out pillows with synthetic stuffing or memory foam that may off-gas benzene, and replace them with non-toxic options like kapok or organic cotton or 100% natural latex stuffing, or like they say, feathers better. Also, Mr. Mayor, she also advises checking AWG's Global Organic Textile Standard. That's the GOTS. Check their certification to ensure that you're sleeping on the softest toxic-free bedding. I love EWG. EWG.org, go there and search up anything you need to know or want to know about in reference to toxic chemicals, what's in your food, what's in your fabrics, and EWG will be able to help you there. There's a founder of Wellness Within Your Walls, Jillian Pritchard Cook. She's a globally recognized health and wellness building standard, and she emphasizes choosing a mattress constructed of 2-inch organic latex with 8-inch encased coils. So you want to get rid of the box springs. You want to get rid of mattresses with springs in them to begin with. And also she adds that 11 inches of non-toxic bedding wrapped in wool. Wool is a natural flame retardant. We don't want those added chemicals to make our bedding and our sheet and our sheets and our furniture flame retardant. And also a layer of organic cotton batting for comfort. That's what you can look for in a mattress. And Jillian also reminds us to remove the electronics in the bedroom to reduce EMIs or EMFs, electronic magnetic fields. They're adding EMF meters to your nightstand. Don't do that. Consider adding an EMF meter to your nightstand so you know exactly what's going on. But you want to eliminate all the electronics. Don't sleep with your phone next to your head. You know, just get rid of all the electronics as much as possible. You don't want all those electromagnetic arrays, you know, zapping you while you sleep. Keep it mellow and calm the way a bedroom should be. Get better sleep is another way that you can improve your ways of staying in the home. If stress and uncertainty keep you up at night, then you want to look to making your bedroom about 65 degrees. That's the ideal temperature for sleeping, by the way. 80 plus is not. You know, some people's houses are like, it would be brick outside. Winter time, like 20 degrees, and you go inside, like, whew, you want to just be in a tank top and shorts. It's like, it's just too much heat. You don't need so much heat in your home. Keep it at a neutral temperature, which is more comfortable. And so limit screen time before you go to bed in the first place. The blue light that comes from your phones, your cell phones, or from your laptops or computers, the blue light can delay the release of natural melatonin. And this is what tells your body that it's time to go to sleep. So this is something that we can look into before we decide to hit the sack. Minimize your screen time before bed. About an hour before you go to bed is the ideal time. Now, another way is to try plant therapy. Plant therapy, decided. It's just getting plants in the home. It helps with the oxygen. Plants can help reduce stress and create a feeling of well-being while improving air quality and lowering background noise. Interesting, lowering background noise. Plants can do that. Wow. Not only do plants reduce carbon dioxide levels, but also they increase humidity and reduce airborne dust levels. So get a plant, or two, or three, or probably like 15 to 20 like I have in my house. Sometimes I can't even keep track, but it helps with your indoor quality. To create an indoor sanctuary, think about trailing plants such as philodendrons, and they're visually calming and great for indoors. Or choose the broadleaf spathiphyllum, which not only cleans the air, but also helps lower background noise. So if you lack a green thumb, like a lot of us do, and I'm not that great. My mother's awesome at taking care of our plants. I still need some assistance. But so you'd opt for the gorgeous yet easy to care for Dracaena. You know, they're just some plants like evergreens. I mean, they don't need much watering. They don't need much attention once a week. Even if you, I mean, I don't think we forget more than that. I hope not. But, you know, they're pretty easy to handle. So these, called, I guess, a ZZ plant, they thrive with little water in low-light environments. And here's one more tip for you before I move on to Wednesday's Word and we close off this podcast. Put fitness first. actually second as a health coach, but fitness. In other words, don't think about just your air quality and all of that. And food is very important. That's something that you need to consider as well. But you need to put fitness in the forefront. Jillian Michaels, and she's a health and fitness expert, very popular. She says, the bottom line, don't let anything stop you from working out at home. With the gym closed, you can still get an invigorating workout with little or no equipment. She says, simply dedicate a 7x7 foot open area to your workout, allowing you to lay or hop or jump in any direction. Then put a full-length mirror against the wall so you can check your form. Ideally, your workout space is in front of a mounted TV to stream workouts designed by professional trainers. And if you don't have a smart TV, because basically how are you going to get it on your TV if you don't have a smart TV? Well, there are ways. But anyway, use a laptop or an iPad or some type of tablet, which has a larger screen that you can see better. Because a lot of fitness gurus and fitness trainers, so what they're doing now is they're using Zoom, and which is great, but if you have a phone, you really can't see what's going on such a tiny screen. So, you know, the bigger the screen, obviously, the better. So it's much easier to stay motivated that way. And you can add a yoga mat, strong resistance band, and also a cushion for your spine, knees, and you're good to go. And I said that was going to be the last one, but because I'm a health coach, get nutrient-dense snacks and drinks. Don't sit home and nosh on chips all day. Get nutrient-dense snacks. Think about nuts and seeds, and don't forget your water intake as well. It's very important. Get your fruits and your vegetables. And if you can't do that, I'll definitely put a link in here where you can get fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Very easy. 30 to 40 fruits and vegetables. Our daily intake should be about 10 as adults, and some of us, it's very challenging to get that. So think about things and whole grains and fruits and vegetables that are wholesome for your body while you're at home. So eat right, exercise, get some sleep, and get some natural vitamin D. That's another step. But moving on to Wednesday's Word as we wrap up this podcast, comes to us from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, an answer to problems. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God, thou shalt love thy neighbor, Matthew 22:37-39. Here is the answer to the world's problems today. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God, and thou shalt love thy fellow man. That teaching is not out of date. It is absolutely relevant today. It is the only way in which the problems of the world today can be solved, whether the problems are those of individuals or of nations. If we love God with all our heart, we will have capacity to love our neighbors. True love will find an outlet in service, not merely in singing hymns, attending church, or even in praying, but in trying our utmost to prove our love by obeying the will of our Heavenly Father. And that's Wednesday's Word. God bless you. I hope you enjoy this 20th day of May. We're approaching Memorial Day weekend all over the nation. You know, the beaches are opening up. They're limiting your time on it. Police will be there to enforce social distancing. But I just suggest and recommend that you get out. Get out of your four walls if you've been stuck indoors. It can lead to depression. This is Mental Health Awareness Month, and amongst other things, and lack of vitamin D is not healthy either. But just get out and breathe in some fresh air. And if you want to go walk on the beach, we'll walk on the beach, definitely. Salt water is purifying as well. So that is your Wednesday, and I just hope and trust that you have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. Until next time, God bless you, and bye-bye.